במחלוקס. רב יוסי הגליל לסובר, לא תוך לו משמו בין יסר אכילו בין יסר ענו. אין לך נעמד, הפסק אומר סוב, לא תוך לו נעלה חלף. But by lo tochlu, it's mashm, even you can't have any enjoyment from it. So therefore, I need a pasuk. The chiyasi kro, when the pasuk says, yayasu lechol melecha, you can do whatever you want with it, le mishrayim le nevela b'ano, who the yasu has come to tell me that the fact of this nevela is mut of b'ano. Because without the special pasuk, I would say no. Since it says lo tochlu, and he holds like a b'vuhu svara, that it means an isser hano also, that's what Rabbi Yosef really says. The heter here is telling me that no, it's mut of b'ano. That's the Rav Yosef Lili's forum. If you have the key of the Sova, no. Isra l'achil l'mash, misra no l'mashma. Even though the Torah says le'toichlu only means it's also b'ha'chila, but avad v'tzmuta b'no, the Torah didn't say misra no. The Melo, when the Torah says that this chela, this trait of fact, you could do whatever you want with it, you don't need a person to tell me it's mutter b'no, according to Rav Akiva. It's mutter b'no. The Torah never said misra no, the Torah just said le'toichlu. Look, Yosef Kroh, what is the Pasuk telling me? Yosef Lechom Melecha, Letum of a Tyrus. Come to tell me a Chiddush. That this fact that came out of Nevela, even though the Nevela itself is Tomei, but still the fact is not Tomei. That's what I need the Pasuk for. So the Chura Bavu is Chiddush to say that Leitoichlu means that Yisra Hano is telling this Machlekes. That according to Rabbi Kiva, Leitoichlu does not mean an Yisra Hano. So the Mr. Modi says it's telling Machlekes Tanoim. Gemara says Loi. No, I'll tell you. The kula yalma lo tochlu mashma ben yisrachilu ben yisrano. Really, both man the yom come out good according to Rav Huwa. Lo tochlu, what it says by chelov, don't eat these shreifa fats, means you can't eat it, and it's also to have any enjoyment from it. So what's the machlekes here now? What's the machlekes? Why does the kiva dash in filchus tumor and not filchus hano? The machlekes is like this. Here, this is the machlekes. We have yoytig lili sovar. Kishutru nevela, he hutra. Chelboy v'gidolay hutra. And we had a posse before, nevela is asa. Torah says, don't eat nevela. So the kasha was, it should be asa b'no, we know nevela is muta b'no. The Torah was, there's a special posse by nevela to say nevela is muta b'no. Now, Rabbi Yosef really holds that when the Torah says a special chiddush, that nevela is muta b'no, the Torah only said the meat. The meat of the animal that has the yisra nevela, you should know, it's muta b'no. Mashenke is the chelboy, the fat of the animal, he knows that's not called nevela at all. So when a terrorist says nevela is muta b'no, the Torah did not include the fat. Therefore, here when a terrorist says don't eat the fat, I would think it's even asa b'no. That's Rabbi Yosef Lili Svara. Therefore, I need this posted lo yos lechol melocha, tell me it's even muta b'no. Where it says, Rabbi Yosef Lili Svara, yishutru nevela, hi hutru. The Torah only said the meat of the dead animal is muta b'no. But chelboy, the fat of this dead animal, they give all the veins of this dead animal, lo yutrum. The Torah didn't say it's muta b'no, the name is osa b'no. The chayitza kro, what do I need the posuk now of yos l'chom locha? Leheter anohu the yosif. Come to tell me that the fat of nevel is also muta b'no. That's the kind of yosef lili. But why would have I said that it's osa b'no? Because yos l'chom avuam. Leitach l'min din isa hano. You have a kiva, what's the kiva svara? Why does he say in svara, I would think it's muta b'no? Not because he argues on Rabbi Avuha. Havad is murdered to Rabbi Avuha. Le'etarichlu should have meant an ister ahano. But here in svara, he holds, kishuhutru nevela. When the Torah says that a nevela, an animal that dies by itself, even though he doesn't eat the meat, but it's muta b'no, a special posuk to say it's muta b'no, he holds, and that heftet says, chel boy v'gida namihutru. He holds that the chel of the fat is also included in the nevela. And when the Torah said nevela is muta b'no, the Torah included even the fat of the animal is also muta b'no. So Mela, I don't need any chiddushi to tell me that fat is muta b'no. Pshit is muta b'no. The chayitza kro, what do I need the pasuk? Yosu l'chol melecha l'tum of a tyro. That's what I need the pasuk. L'tum of a tyro tell me that the chelav of a nevela has no tumor. Even though the nevela itself does have tumor, here the pasuk is telling me the fat shaboy does not have an itza tumor on it. So the more now, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Ashkechon Chelev Deshar Yerachmona. Bahano, according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, when the Torah says Le Teichlo means an Yisr Hanor also. So he holds that the Chelev would have been also Bahano. But the reason why, it's mutti that the Torah says the famous Shia, that the Yosl Lechom Locha. What about Gid? What about the veins? The veins of the animal, according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, is not the Chlau, the Heter of Nevelo. So the Chur, it should be also Bahano. So the Gemari, Ele Gid, name of the Yasser, according to Yasser Lili, the Gid, all the Gidim should be Yasser Bano by Nevelim. So one tells Enechnami, boy, you say Machinami, it's like a true the Yasser. Enechnami, according to Yasser Lili, when an animal dies, you're not allowed to eat the Gid, and it's even Yasser Bano. Only the Nevela, the Bosa Shaboy is Mutter, the Torah says the Ferish of Bosa is Mutter, and the Chel of Yosef, the Ferish of Posig, that the chel of the fat is mutter, but enechnami the gid has no beferish aposik, so the gid, the veins are also banor. Iboyisem no teretzis, hatsal yemaisel the kal v'choyma. He has the kal v'choyma to tell us that the veins have to be mutter. O ma chelov, ma duch the chelov of this nevelim. She'oyin esh koris. If you eat chelov, it's an ilchi of koris. For next leg, when we say mutabanor, the Torah says beferish. That's mutabanor, of a zaygid, just eat the vein. She'en on the chorus. The Torah doesn't say any special is the chorus. There's only a lav, not eat the veins of a nevelim. Like kosheim, shouldn't for sure I tell you that what is mutabanor? So maybe that's one Torah, to say that the gid is mutabanor for kavachoyma. Marav Shimon, the author, Rav Shimon cheat, he owes no gid, is also no, what is he owed? He says, this kal v'chayma, I can slug up this kal v'chayma. I say like this, Malo chelev, you're telling me now chelev is so strong, and still it's mutter banor? No, chelev has a kal, it's a little lenient. Why? Shekein huta meklolo yetzachaya. The fat of a chaya, the Torah din asa. The Torah only said the fat, special chelev, special fat, of a behema is also teeth. But the chelev chaya is mutter. So since there's a chaya, a wild animal, that the Torah says is mutter teeth, therefore chelev is a little kal. The yom of the gid, mashenkein, the veins, shloi hutzu mekloloi. There's never had to teeth the veins. The gid anosh is always usher. There's never had to teeth the veins. Therefore, a gid is mochomer. Hey, shokhaya. Hey, there's no head to teeth the gid anosh of ayachaya. Vidach, what is the other man, the yom, that says no, that says gid is mutter bano, because they have a kal v'choyma? I tell you, Vidach, the behema karminim, the behema feel loy story. I'm making a kal v'choyma all the animals, that their chelev is usher teeth. And there's a chi of chorus. And still the Torah says it's mutabanor, so the gid anosher, it's only osa, the achilor, it's only alav, treat this mutabanor. So kids, this is the whole sugya, that we ask kashas and terutzim and ravu and chiskiya, and we answered all the kashas. It's not the gemar michti. Oy svinu kolani kroi. We asked all the kashas according to both of them. Ushaninu. We answered both of them. Oh, the chiskiya and ravu, but my pligi. What's the machwesis between chiskiya and ravu? That the Mavua says, anytime it says, lo yoicha, lo toicho, lo toichlu, means isser hano. Chizkiya says no. Only lo yoichel means isser hano. Lo toicho means a heter hano. So what's the machloikis? And tomorrow, the chometz of Pesach, the alibud rabbonim, one machloikis says, chometz of Pesach, that's also bano. How do we know chometz of Pesach is also bano? According to Chizkiya, because the Pesach says, lo yoichel. Of course, the Ravu, it's lav dafka lo yoichom, not a limud. Anytime it says lo yoichom, I learn out from the parasha of Nevelo that it's mut, that it's also bano. Who are then the Shor HaNisko? Salibud Ivri Akril. Shor HaNisko is also bano, according to everybody, and the Torah says lo yoichom. So according to Chizkiya, it's from the word lo yoichom. According to Ravu, it's from the diak of Nevelo. That again, by Nevelo, the Torah says don't eat it, and the Torah has to say specially that it's mut bano. So it's a limud that every other place is also bano. So it's only machlokes, where do we learn it out from? There are chizkiya nafik leim lo yayochel. Chizkiya says, since the pasuk says the ferish, lo yayochel, that's how I know it's also bano. The lo yayochel means no type of hano at all. Rabbi Avuah nafik leim nevelo. Rabbi Avuah says no. The word lo yayochel itself, it wouldn't be mashma ifer hano. It's only the diak from nevelo. By Nevelo, the Torah says don't eat it, and then the Torah has to say it's mutzav anor, so Sarai, any other place, when the Torah says le'techo, le'yecho, le'techo, it means Yisra anor also. Kedimah michti, bein lamar, bein lamar, asurim banor. My benaya, what's the nafkamina? According to both of them, Shoha Niskol and Chometz Pesach, these are the only two Yisurim that the Torah says le'yecho, and it means Yisra anor. So what's the machlokes then? They're both made, it's also banor. And the Gemara, ikev benaya, chumash nishlo bi'azora. That's the machlokes. If chumash nishlo be'azor, like we have before, if you have your own cow that you bring into the Beis Hamikdash, you make a sheet of there the Torah says it's also teat, with the nishra say, is the mutter banor or not? Chizki yisobar lo yeyochel lemutei hani. He goes, lo yeyochel tells me that chometz and shor nishlo is also banor. Then why do the apostles say by treifa, la'kel of tashlichen oisoi, an extra word oisoi, lemutei to tell me that only a treifa you can give to a dog? of a chula and shenishchut b'yazara, if you take your own cow and out of its own mechitzis you shecht it in the Beis Hamikdash, you should know it's also banur. That's the way Chizkiya dashens. Rav Avuah holds oisay lemutei hani. He holds no. You need the word oisay. According to Rav Yehuda, like Rav Avuah, you need oisay to tell me that the other things are also banur. And then Echanami, chula and shenishchut b'yazara lav yiraisam. According to Rabbi Vua, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's lav diraisa. If you shech your animal inside the Beis Hamikdash, midiraisa it's mutar banur. So really, that's still machlokes. How you dash the word lo yiyochel or not is a machlokes. Is the word like kelo tashlich and oisoi, is the word oisoi extra or not? According to Chizki, it's extra. To tell us that if you shech your cow in the Beis Hamikdash, it's even also banur. Yosef bum Rabbanu came to the Rabbi Shmuel. Banach meinu. Yosef bekomem mishmed Rabbi Shuba Levi. Minayin lechol yisurin shebatoyah. Tichi hechad yasurin b'achilo hachinami yasurin b'ano. How do I know this yisori that whenever it's also b'achilo, you can't have any enjoyment from it? Oman niyo, which cases? Chomet a Pesach b'shar haniskel. Minayin, how do I know that chomet on Pesach is also b'ano and the shar haniskel is also b'ano? Tepidlei, meloye yochel. First answer, the same like Chizki says. It first says, loye yochel. That's mashman nisrano. So these Tanoim say no. Lo yiyochel isra achila mashmula yisra no lemashmula. They don't like this drushim. They have even the word lo yiyochel is only mashmi. You can't eat it, but it's not mashmut zosu banu. So they want another lima to tell us that chomet is zosu banu. So the Gemara, good, even if you don't hold from lo yiyochel, tape it lemin avela. Learn that like a bavua learns out though. Why did the Torah have to say by the avela smuta banu? And lemayat mashmu never says lo yiyochel, it means it's zosu banu. My name. They all stop like Rabbi Yehuda. They all like Rabbi Yehuda shita before. The Yom of Yudah said, Dvorim Kichsovim. The reason why the Torah says Nevela's Mutter has to tell you the Feirish that to a Ger, you have to give it to him for a present, and to a Goy, you have to sell it. That's what the Torah says, but Alochis. But I don't know every other place, not Sabano. And the Gemara in Echnami, Yisov Lok Yav Yehudah, Tevik Lohem Yehecha, the Chinaf Lok Yav Yehudah. Learn that from the other Pasuk. Milekelov Tashlich and Oisoi. Tzadik only here at Mutter Bano, and no place else. And the Gemara knows, these Tanoim hold, Ksova Achunun Shanishkul Biazorot. If you shecht your cow in the Beis Hamikdash, you're Eisel. And how do I know it's also banor midi Eisel? For the word Oisoi. So Mela, I have no mocha to know it's also banor. So according to these mandiyomrim, how do I know that Chometz of Pesach and Shor Nisbel is also banor? They don't hold from these roshes lo yayochem. So where did the Torah say the Feirish is also banor? Tomorrow in Echlami, Tomorrow has to bring down a new psukim, how these mandiyomrim know that it's also banor. Right, stop here. You're holding the bottom Gemara, the Chof Gimel Mabez, the last Gemara just. So the Kasha was again, these are, the last one was Yosef, Ahum Rabbonin, Kaimed Reb Shmuel Ben Achmeni. The Rabbonin asked Reb Shmuel Ben Achmeni, how do we know that Yisurim like Chomet is also Bano? As they don't hold from these last Roshes, Lo Yeyochel, Lo Toichal, they don't hold from those Roshes. They hold Oisvei also tells us that Chumash Nichol Yazor is the Raisa. So they don't have any extra psukim. So how do they know that to say that chometz and shor niskel is also banur? The Gemara comes out. They learn out from Minayin. The pasuk says kol chatis asheyuvim idoma. If you take the blood of a chatis and bring it inside to the kodesh hakadoshim, the dam becomes posel. Is this talking about a regular korban chatis that the zrikas dam is supposed to be outside on the zbeh hachitzim? If you bring the dam inside, it's a psul yotzei and the dam becomes posel. The pasuk says. If you bring it inside to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you can't eat it, but you have to burn it. So that's a psul taking the dam into the wrong place. It should have been on the Chitzon Mizbech, HaChitzon, the outside Mizbech, and instead they brought it inside, the dam becomes posul, and it says, lo yoichal, you can't eat it. Is Shein Talmud Loim Mabesh Tisorif? Why does the Pasuk have to say you should burn it? What does the Pasuk say you have to burn it for? The Pasuk says that a chatis is toy in sreifa if the dam was brought inside. So Mela, it's an extra Pasuk here. Why does the Pasuk have to say this psul, if you brought the dam inside lifnim, you have to burn the whole korban? Like Shita, we had another Pasuk, so Rashi brought down, that was by Moshe Rabbeinu with Aaron, the Siyo Nafshin, the Vehi Bayom Hashmini. What did you burn that korban? That they didn't bring the dam inside. So machlal, it's a raya dim huvoi. If they would have brought the dam without chatis
inside to the Pnim, Shapir Rava de Safu, then Moshe would understand why Aaron, why they burnt the Korban. Is Alma Vas Reifi. So you see from that Pasuk that if they bring the Dam inside to the Pnim, the Korban is turned to Reifa. So who is an extra Pasuk? Why does the Pasuk have to say here again of a Yikra Vav? Tell us this Yisoid. That if you take this Dam and bring it inside, you have to burn the Korban. So it's an extra Pasuk. So Gemara says, "Meino inyan legufain deichtiv in esarot to nuinyan lechol isurim shabatayrim." Put it to other isurim in the Torah, like Rashi says, "Lechol isurim shenemlo behem lav ba'achilosin." Because just like here, the Torah says loy toichal, and we're saying a pasuk of ba'esh tisarif. Yisuwa then any place the Torah says don't eat it will have a reboot to tell us something that's also banor. Every other, all the other Yisurim that we went through in the sugyas, it all says that we have special psukim to tell us that it's mutter. The only one that came out that's also banor is only these two, Chometz on Pesach and Shor HaNiskel. So the next pasuk here now to burn it. So Moshe says, "Meino inu lechol Yisurim Shabbat Torah." Yeah, to know in lechol Yisurim Shabbat Torah.